Well, I suppose Tony Berman will say that it was a justified scoreline in the end. I think we had 21 crosses. I don't remember them really troubling us from open play. I don't think we had any shots as such to save. But they do what they do best. They get the ball into dangerous areas from set pieces, and they punished us. And we just got to learn to be more resilient with set pieces.
Over 4,000 here today. Great support, wasn't there, from the Bromley fans?
Yeah, again, what an opportunity for us to make a bit of history here. Again, I can't believe it. Fifth time, 8 years, we failed at this hurdle. Great crowd. You know, I think that's good compensation as far as the owners are concerned. And, you know, commercially, I'm sure it was a good day for them, but it would have been a lot greater if we'd had the prize money as well.
Oh, because it's a bit of disappointment that you seem to be in control at half time.
Yeah, I thought we were. And, as I say, you know, we had chances to have gone 2-0 up. And I don't know why we came out the way that we did, a little bit sloppy. It certainly wasn't the direction that we gave. It was really important that we won second ball. We said if we win the second ball, then we win the game. Unfortunately, I think to a certain extent, what we didn't compensate for was not picking up your men, you know, as an individual with set pieces. And you can practice as much as you want, but if certain players don't pick up their men, then unfortunately, that's what happens. You concede.
For you personally, how hard is it to take? Because I know you really wanted to get to the second round after all these near misses in recent years.
Yeah, it's a massive disappointment for me, as you can probably tell. I'm trying to put on a very brave face. But I suppose, as always, you've got to now start thinking about the job in hand, which is to try and get promotion. And that's where we want to be. We want to be where Dartford are. But I don't think that it was as clear as they would think between the two sides. You know, I think that we challenged, we competed, we so nearly got at least a result of some sort. Even a draw would have been great. But I think in terms of competing, I don't think one can say that it was a slam dunk for Dartford, although I'm sure Tony Berman would say it was.
I've got to ask you about the scenes after the second goal that made it 2-2. Obviously, it's understandable that people might get carried away. Some flares were on the pitch. Moses Adamola, I wrongly assume, was booked for throwing a flare over the stands. He was actually booked for sparking the celebrations as such. One of the players did throw a flare back over the stands. Have you had to say anything to them just about being responsible in the heat of the moment like that?
No, not at all. In fact, I think you'll find that it was one of their players that threw the flare back into the stand amongst all the fans, which spurred them up even more. The flare came back, and one of my players threw the flare over the stand to make sure that it didn't reappear. So I commend my players on the way they behaved.
That's certainly what I saw, the white shirt flow of flare over the stands. Yeah. I didn't see the first bit of that incident. The plus point, I guess, you're going ever so well in the league. This gives you even more of a chance to at least concentrate that. It's an old cliche, but you can now concentrate on your league form.
Yeah, the only... in the past, we have... When you've come out of the FA Cup in the first round, it's been difficult to pick the lads up. It's just one of those things because the cup means so much to all of us. So I've got extra work to do over the next few days to make sure that that doesn't happen this year. And as you say, we concentrate now, focus on the league, and you know, you never know, hopefully ever running the trophy as well.